Good morning. Retimin Chayodim, Hechus Shabbos, Klal Beis, Simen Vav. Excuse me. So the first half of the Simen is, he repeats a point which he already said before. Also, Lichrech B'Shabbos, Kedera Imaycho, Cham, Bekar Miksosas. You have a pot which has food in it, which is warm, and you want to wrap it around with coverlets and blankets. Even though these blankets, etc., do not add heat, they just maintain the heat which is there. We pointed out that's part of the Isur of Chazal, that the person cannot do hatmona on Shabbos. So a person cannot take something off of the blech, out of the oven, and then wrap it up with some type of insulating material on Shabbos, even though it's not going to be most of Hevel. So that's, we already said this before, but now he adds a kula. V'davka kishamaychal adayin b'kedera shebishla. This is all referring to that the Isra Mona Chazal put on is person cooked food in a pot, heated up food in some type of a container, and now wants to wrap it up. But if he removes the food from the original pot and puts it into a different container and then wants to insulate it, that's going to be mutter. The original pot, the klirishon, the walls are hot, the walls add heat. And when you take it out of the original klirishon, you put it into a klisheni. The klisheni is starting out room temperature. That diminishes the heat. So again, based on the logic that we said, the fact that the person is doing an act where he or she shows that they are willing to diminish the heat, that indicates that they're not so worried about the heat. And this concern that Chazal had, that a person might come because heat is so important to them that they might forget that it's Shabbos and rake the coals, doesn't apply over here, because here the person is doing the opposite. The person is doing an action which clearly indicates that heat is not so important to them. They're actually actively diminishing the heat. So when a person takes the food out of its original pot that it was cooked in and puts it into something else, the hatmana is mutter on Shabbos. The kalvachomer hatmana would be mutter before Shabbos. The Mishmar points out, even if the person then pours it back into the original pot, but the fact that the person poured it away into his klisheni, even though the person eventually puts it back into the klirishon and then is matmin it, it's also going to be mutter. So that's another kula that we've had. So we've had multiple kulas there's no problem. The pot itself being the insulator is not a problem. It's only if you're insulating the pot. So let's say you want to put it into a thermos. Thermos is an insulator. And you want to wrap the thermos around with multiple layers, but you didn't cook it in the thermos. So this is the second pot. Well, I want to cook it in a thermos, which is a very well-insulated kli. But I'm not insulating with something else. This is the kli, so there's no issue of the kli being an insulator. The issue is insulating the kli afterwards, like we mentioned before. So a person wants to make a coffee before Shabbos, not leave the fire on, but to put it into a thermos and then insulate the thermos. That's going to be mutter. Even the person would do that on Shabbos. Fine. Now he continues. He says, something which is mutter from Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to do hatmana on Shabbos. So I took it out of the hatmana to take out some of the food. Can I put it back? I'm doing hatmana on Shabbos. It's mutter. This is you cannot initiate hatman on Shabbos, but to return it to a place where it's mutman is mutter. Mutter lahachziroi, alid the mekarmik sosas afila b'klibishin. You're allowed to put it back into the state of hatman. And the chedim seem to say, even if I'm going to in the lach, even if I want to add layers of insulation around it, since I'm returning into a situation of where it was insulated beforehand, the fact that I'm adding more insulation is not going to be problematic. However, he will discuss, we have to concern maybe in a case where it's not fully cooked, by adding more insulation, you're hastening the cooking process. And that will be touched on in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.